The Dillingham City Council has been updated about a large bag of contaminated dirt that is missing somewhere in the Nooshkak River. Last November, a barge company mishandled the bag during a transfer from one barge to another at the Dillingham City Dock. And an effort to find it last week was unsuccessful. KDLG's Mike Mason reports.
The bag, which contains thousands of pounds of PCB-contaminated dirt, ended up in the Nooshkak River. Because of ice and other concerns, the bag was left in place with plans to retrieve it in the spring. The Dillingham City Council received an update on the retrieval project during their meeting Thursday night. Pat Roth is with the U.S. Air Force. He's the program manager for a large cleanup project in Port Hyden to clean up contaminated soil from an old Air Force radio relay station. The bag of contaminated dirt that ended up in the Nooshkak River off of Dillingham was part of that cleanup project. Roth reported that they have exhausted the areas where they can get good sonar readings and have basically called off the search for the super sack.
We don't know where it is. We know where it's not. So what moved the sack? Was it just the current? Did the ice come in and push it out of the way? Did the colder than normal winter this year freeze down and literally then pick up the sack when the ice went out? We don't know.
Roth announced that the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has now turned the matter over to the EPA Enforcement Division, and he was unsure what the EPA would do next. The agency could issue a fine or even go so far as to require monitoring for PCBs or mandate another search for the super sack in the river. There is a chance the super sack is still intact because it was double-lined and Teflon-coated, which makes it quite strong. The sack contains about 11,000 pounds of soil contaminated with PCBs, which are man-made compounds that were used in electrical equipment such as transformers and capacitors. Their use was banned by Congress back in 1979 because in large concentrations, they've been linked to cancer. Dillingham City Councilman Tim Sands is not worried that the salmon that are returning to the Nooshkak and Wood Rivers will be contaminated, but he says there are other considerations at play.
Biologically, the fish just got here, so it's not like they've been feeding in the bay, and so I don't think there's a problem with contamination from PCBs, but there is an image problem. If people think that their fish are being caught in this, I mean, my wife teaches sixth grade, and her students were asking her questions and concerned about this issue.
Right.
So the perception's out there, and it's not good for marketing.
Several members of the Dillingham City Council spoke about the super sack issue late in Thursday night's meeting, including Keggy Tubbs, who agreed that it is not good for public perception.
Having Alaska Logistics or whoever is responsible for this fiasco, the least they can do is pay for testing to try and set the public's mind at ease, and that's what I would prefer we pursue. The results may come back negative and whatnot, but it's beyond just a negative result. It's, like I say, putting the public's mind at ease, not just here, but industry-wide.
After a few minutes of discussion, the Dillingham City Council asked the city manager to contact the state and federal regulators to stay abreast of the situation and to see if there is anything that can be done to counter the public perception issues brought up by several council members. The Air Force officials in attendance for Thursday night's meeting stressed that they will keep the city up to date about any additional efforts to find the super sack or to conduct testing in the area for PCBs. The super sack was dropped in the Nooshkak River on November 4th, and it's been missing ever since. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.